Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Simon Marks joins me, LBC's Washington correspondent. So America is waking up. I mean, I doubt the leaders particularly slept, Simon, but America is waking up to this news, as we did much earlier on today. What's going to come from Biden later, do you think?
Well, we're going to be hearing from the president at 7 o'clock UK time or thereabouts. That announcement just made by the White House. And there is an atmosphere of expectation, of course, because last night, before everything wrapped up for the day at the White House, the president did unveil some low-level sanctions, signed some executive orders that says that the United States will go after any Americans or any Russians or anyone else for that matter who now seeks to do business in those two regions, Luhansk and Donetsk of eastern Ukraine, that Vladimir Putin is now recognizing as member states. Late last night, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, spoke at the session of the U.N. Security Council that was convened.
President Putin is testing our international system. He is testing our resolve and seeing just how far he can push us all. He wants to demonstrate that through force, he can make a farce of the UN. In this moment, no one can stand on the sidelines.
Not just a farce of the UN, of course, but a farce of America's global leadership on the world stage. So the question now for the White House is, how much further are they going to go today in terms of sanctions? Are they going to hold things back and keep their powder dry in case Vladimir Putin gives the Russian army broader marching orders than simply going into eastern Ukraine? Or are they going to unfold truly meaningful sanctions? Angela Stent, one of Washington's leading experts on Russia, now a professor at Georgetown University. She's held a host of positions in various administrations here, said on the PBS television network last night that she believes the low-level measures that President Biden has already unveiled have very much been priced in by the Russians.
I think Putin and the people around him really have discounted that. They don't care. They really want to move ahead and restore Russia as the great power in Europe. And I'm not sure, unless there is a full invasion of Ukraine, an attack on Kyiv, whether most of our allies would go along with the very tough sanctions, financial sanctions, sanctions on individuals, and also export controls. There's still a lot of discussion about that.
A lot of discussion, and much of it taking place between the United States and America's European allies. I think they will be buoyed here by the German Chancellor's decision to freeze the certification of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. There was some public doubt here about just how far Germany was willing to go, but there is pressure mounting on the Biden administration, and some of it comes from key Democrats up on Capitol Hill. Within the last hour, Senator Sherrod Brown, who heads the Banking Committee in the United States Senate, has said on Twitter that Russia's military incursion into eastern Ukraine is an act of naked aggression against the Ukrainian people and Ukrainian sovereignty. President Biden should begin to impose the punishing sanctions he has prepared, including those against Putin himself. So that's coming from a prominent Democrat. Let's see just how far Joe Biden goes over the course of the next few hours.
Yeah, it's going to be vital, isn't it, to hear what he, I mean, to hear what he says, yes, but it'll be absolutely critical what he says. Thanks very much, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Let's
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze with our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and diets featuring up to 32 grams of protein.